I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Improving roads and bridges is the top priority of leaders in both parties at the Colorado legislature, but a bipartisan effort to fund transportation was killed by Republicans in the Senate Finance Committee yesterday. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, the defeat of the measure was expected, but it highlights divisions within the GOP.
Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham of Canyon City was the main sponsor of House Bill 1242, which sought a tax increase to pay for a long list of state transportation needs.
We just so happen to think it's a core function of government to fund transportation infrastructure, and giving the voters that chance is the least we can do.
A coalition of business groups, mayors, and county commissioners said the bill is necessary for Colorado's growth, but it wasn't enough to sway Republicans on the committee. The measure would have asked voters to approve a half-cent sales tax increase to raise billions of dollars for statewide projects. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A federal court has removed one obstacle to the U.S. government's plan to release more endangered wolves in New Mexico over the state's objections, but it wasn't clear whether additional Mexican gray wolves would be reintroduced under President Donald Trump, who has slowed or reversed other environmental initiatives. New Mexico state wildlife officials said they were disappointed and would keep pursuing the case, but didn't offer specifics. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.